Supporters of a proposed lake in Fannin County have cleared a major procedural hurdle in their efforts to bring their project to reality. The plan for Lake Ralph Hall would put the lake just north of Ladonia along the North Sulphur River watershed. Any such project has to make its way past a gauntlet of state agencies. One such body is the State Office of Administrative Hearings, which gave the thumbs up to Lake Ralph Hall earlier this week. Tom Taylor, director of the Upper Trinity Regional Water District, says that the permit required to build the lake has been recommended by the office.
And all of the opposition was allowed to present evidence, present testimony, present expert witnesses. The administrative law judges recommend that the water rights permit be issued essentially as previously drafted by the executive director and staff of TCEQ. That's a major step in moving toward eventually issuance of the permit.
The TCEQ Taylor speaks of is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. That's the agency that actually issues such permits. The TCEQ is expected to review the Lake Ralph Hall application this fall. The city of Flower Mound is expected to contest the application. Flower Mound's municipal government has been a consistent opponent of the project. The reason is money. As a city served by the Upper Trinity District, Flower Mound would have to bear part of the cost of the project, which officials there say is too expensive. The Water District says that the lake would be a necessary water source by the time it would get built. No one's sure when that would be, but some close to the project have given a ballpark figure of about 15 years. Lake Ralph Hall is different from some proposed reservoirs in that the main expressed opposition has been financial rather than environmental. In general, environmentalists aren't too keen on reservoirs as water sources. Evaporation makes reservoirs ineffective storage mediums in some climates, and there's the matter of damaging existing ecosystems. But along the North Sulphur River, damage has already been done.
Erosion there that's of epic proportions that in my whole career as a civil engineer I've never seen anything like.
The erosion along the North Sulphur is a man-made problem. Back in the 1920s, the river was a small, very meandering creek surrounded by wetlands. Flooding was a major problem.
And the farmers got together and with mechanical equipment, dug a straight channel, as straight as the topography would allow them to do it. And they straightened it out. And the river, as a result of that straightening, was only half as long as it was before. But if you shorten it by 50%, you have doubled the slope. And so the water really just whistles through there now. The ditch is so steep, if water flows at a tremendous velocity, and it takes everything in its path, it sweeps it clean. Nothing is allowed to grow, nothing is allowed to stay, whether it be trees, rocks, anything in this path is swept clean after every rain. And people use that river bottom now to run four-wheelers, and it's as flat and as smooth in many places as a street because it has a shale bottom, and the shale is flat.
The resulting erosion has created a river that looks a bit more like a concrete spillway, with a flat bottom and steep cliffs on either side. Most of the time, the riverbed is dry. When it rains, water travels down the channel with the force of a flash flood.
It grew from 16 feet wide to now 300 feet wide. It was 10 feet deep and is now 60 feet deep. It'll make a great place to store water, and it will hold a lot of water, and it'll be a very deep lake, be the deepest lake in North Texas. The typical lake in North Texas is around 50 feet deep. This one would be more like 100 feet deep because of that extra depth due to catastrophic erosion.
Taylor says that every year the river channel gets about 4 to 5 inches wider and 2 to 3 inches deeper. That, he says, is another reason why the Upper Trinity Regional Water District is ready to assume the responsibility for the multi-million dollar project of Lake Ralph Hall. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.